Hi, science. Now, and I'd like to focus in on the part where we really get into robots and mechanical things. One of the first robots involves itself in taking a look at how and why we're so fascinated by robots, by machines and humans, and particularly machine-human interaction.
Splat!
I am the modern man who hides behind this mask so no one else can see my true identity.
Robot number 11.
Wah, 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 wah.
By the way, the word robot comes from the Russian word "robota," which means to work, and "robotit." And what happens when the robots take over? An anxiety.
Robot number 12.
We gotta go dance.
Robot number 13.
Chinka 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 chinka.
Robot number 14.
Every night I go to bed saying, how am I gonna survive all this? And the irony is that in the morning I am alive. Yeah, I survive. Now what am I supposed to do about that? Everybody says put one foot in front of the other. Of course, the irony is that's the only way feet work. What luck. Now what am I supposed to do about that? I swore I'd never use the word irony in a song. Of course, the irony is that I never meant to live this long. Yeah, but I did. Now what am I supposed to do about that? Like a robot moving underneath the trees. Look, it's a robot moving underneath the trees. Now don't be scared.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Okay.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs. I rhyme to slap you in the face with 9 inches of cotton.
Ninja robots in a fight simulator. Ninja robots in a fight simulator. Ninja robots. Ninja robots. Ninja robots. In a fight simulator. Ninja robots 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 in a fight simulator.
Listening to Australia's national youth radio station, Triple J. For more info, go to triplej.net.au.
I'll be back.
Now, in case you've been under a rather large rock since 1984, you wouldn't mistake Arnold Schwarzenegger in his role as the Terminator. But for the US military, it looks like your modern robot warrior isn't too far off. They're investing billions of dollars to build self-sufficient robot armies. For the countries with big defence budgets, robot soldiers might seem like a good, clean way of fighting a war. But can a robot fight a war ethically?
They might be walking on six legs or eight legs. They're more likely to look like insects than they are like people. And they're even more likely to look like tanks or trucks.
We've all seen films like Terminator, like Star Wars and Blade Runner. In these futuristic landscapes, the machines not only have a mind of their own, but mostly all they do is kill, kill, kill. Well, science fiction is getting closer to reality than you might think. The US military has invested $130 billion in a program called
Big
Happy
Beer Party.
And the dream is basically to fight and win wars without the loss of its soldiers' lives. In fact, robots and artificial intelligence not only look like being the future of warfare, they're already being used at the moment.
There's quite a lot of use now being made of what's called
RUG,
which are sophisticated and large, remote-controlled
DJ.
Some of which have weapon systems on board and which are flying around the skies of Afghanistan, Iraq and Lebanon at the moment.
A war fought in, say, 2020 would involve insect-like robots roaming the streets of a sprawling metropolis killing enemy combatants without fear or favour. There's also speculation we would have miniature robots. Robots that fly around like birds and drone aircraft that could more or less fire weapons without human intervention.
You know, my word processor ate my essay and I just think it's clearly unethical to use a weapon.
If we fight with robots, then we go in some way to be spared from things like soldier deaths, from soldier post-war trauma, and perhaps that war could be fought a lot more cleanly and cheaply and efficiently. Do any of those arguments sway you?
I suspect that we don't fully
take account of what it is we do when we go to war unless we acknowledge that those that we know and love are thereby endangered. And it seems to me that a society which is prepared to go to war should be prepared to accept deaths amongst the military.
If we let technology get out of control, then it could quite literally mean the end of the human race.
I don't think it's irrational at all to be thinking about...
Dean.
Satan.
I wish we did more of it. I wish we were prepared to take a pause and say...
Interface.
Pirate. Radio.
Do we really want to live in a world in which it's possible to initiate a war with the pipe dream that it, no one will get killed?
How do robots help us understand what it is to be human?
One of the lessons that I think we should learn is that those things that make us human may not be our intelligence, may not be our ability to plan or to do mathematics, but may be our ability to suffer and to reach out to other suffering entities. People, when I talk about my research, don't want robots to be killing people. And I think that's quite sensible, and I think it might serve as a useful reminder of the preciousness of human life and that perhaps we should be a little bit more cautious before we decide to send people to kill people.
Robot number one.
Beady, beady, beady.
Thank you.
robot number two.
Until you cough up spilled with jelly beans, sing like a T-bird, talk like a puppet.
We'll be right back.
the jelly beans. Sing like a T-bird, talk like a puppet.
Pass the fucking ball.
What an idiot.
Fuck it, I'm gonna get another beer. You guys want one?
All right.
Two, please.
Oh, boy. Hello? Yeah, cool. We're all just hanging out. All right. Bye-bye.
Who's that? Some chicks?
No, it was my neighbor. His robot's coming over.
What?
Yeah, he built a robot a while ago, and the robot came out gay.
Yo, we're out of Henny Buffers, so I grabbed a couple of goose heads.
Okay, that's cool.
Wait, so the robot's gay?
Gay robot's coming over?
Yep.
Oh, dude, you gotta see this. He's insane with football stats.
No way.
It's open.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, good to see you, gay robot.
Gay robot in the house.
Word up. What's the score, fuckers?
Giants are eating shit in the third quarter. It's 24-8 Miami.
Don't worry. The Giants have phenomenal fourth quarter numbers.
Really?
They'll come back and win by three.
All right.
I love it.
Fuck you guys.
Sorry, buddy.
Who's the new guy?
Oh, that's my friend, John.
Hey, John. Sweet hat.
Thanks. What's going on?
You know, just chilling. Can I suck your dick?
What?
No. He's okay, gay robot.
That was funny.
The gay robot gets a little horny because he doesn't know any gay guys around here.
Oh, I see.
Sorry.
Oh, I can't believe you dropped that. Do something, Henderson, you fat fuck.
Hey. That was very offensive to me.
Why? You're not fat.
I thought you said fag.
No, I wouldn't say that. I said fat.
Oh, sorry. I guess if you fist fuck me, we'll be even.
No, I'm not gay, gay robot.
I thought you said you were.
No, you know I never said that.
I know, I was just razzing you.
Oh.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times, guys.
Gay robot's having a good time.
So how do you think the Eagles are going to do this season, gay robot?
Let's find out. Says here, due to injuries and erratic weather patterns, the Eagles will finish a dismal 7-9.
What?
No way.
Deal with it.
The gay robot knows his shit, man.
Now, will someone blow it on my face?
Nobody's gay here but you, gay robot, so let's just watch some football, all right?
Yeah, man.
Look, I'm not here to bring the party down.
Okay.
It's just that I run on semen.
All
right.
Without it, I could die. Please help me to live, fellas.
Come on. Jerk off
in my mouth immediately. Please, my circuits are shorting. I'm starting to fade already.
Oh, man.
Can see a light going toward it.
You're making this up, gay robot.
My bad, you got me. good times.
So does he eat food like us human people?
Yeah, he can eat food.
Hey, you want some tortilla chips, gay robot?
Sounds great, John. Can I dip them in your ass?
Oh, I'm all set, thanks.
Oh, what the fuck? The reception's all fuzzy.
Are you kidding me?
Don't panic, I can fix it.
Oh, hey, that's right, I love it. Work your robot magic. Fix that shit, buddy.
Okay, here's the problem.
My man, what is it?
Your cock's not in my asshole.
Maybe you should go home and take a cold shower, gay robot.
Yeah. All right, I'll go. We'll just whack each other off and I'll bail.
Not gonna happen.
Please.
Goodbye.
Fuck you.
Later, gay robot.
See you, pal.
We are plastic. Is better than black.
Looking for not the kind you find next door.
my Brooklyn crew, representing on the freaky bitches. Fuck 'em all day, fuck 'em all night. We don't love these hoes. This goes out to my Brooklyn crew, representing on the freaky bitches. Fuck 'em all day, fuck 'em all night. We don't love these hoes.
Rolling, go to cedar, stash in a dash, hold two heaters, block out, put holes through beaters, ghetto fast, throw through cheaters, ballin'. Brooklyn Dawn, addicted to Chris, hooked on Dawn, 50 G's, hook a song, ma, I wanna see how you lookin' thong, hustlin', guys are simpos, cause I chop rocks the size of Mentos, blame me, I tried the hen hoes, look at the herb, your eyes are squint closed, pimpin', here's a new way to flirt, I listen to the two-way alert, it goes, let's go, VIP, boo, raise your skirt. Holla back, youngin'. Holla back. 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 I'm gangster. Y'all just wanna be federal agents on the keys. 30 a gram, 28 on the keys. Got a good lawyer, I'm gonna squeeze. Duggin', jeans and Tim's, fitted to the front, lean the brim. Ride, but never on teenage rims. And I keep a chick face between my limbs. Stylin', y'all heard about my kick game. I'm on the parquet, you see me at the Knick game. You probably seen this tatted on your chick frame. F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. Riding, y'all know as well I do. That's the way you can tell I blew. So I got a deal, I sell pots too. Cause before I hit the pins, I'm getting bailed by flu. Holla back, youngin'. Holla back. 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 Cruising. Top on a Sadie's low. Turn us up when you hear this on the radio. Blasting with the 1980 flow. Make the necks on the ladies go. Holla, that's what a pretty thug would do. Hit Branson, get a 50 jug or two. Y'all throwing on them gritty mugs for who? Like y'all don't know what 50 slugs would do. Hatin', I just bought the ooze. I put y'all in the front page articles. I got them looking at the billboard charts confused. And I still freestyle to start the clues. Rappin', I'm that kid who bout the dough. I done cop coke and started droughts before. Shit platinum, out the dough. Now I drop the top down just to shout the hoes. Holla back, youngin'. Holla back. Holla back, youngin'. Holla back. Holla back, youngin'. Holla back. Holla back, youngin'. Holla back, back, back.
Interface.
Pirate Radio.
We'll be the first to find the alien race in a faraway place. You better pack our suitcase. Be the first to say hello face to face. You better take some mace, or maybe they like cupcakes. Had a party on a Saturday night. We were feeling alright. Something fell out from the sky. Little Starman rolled right through the door. He popped a lock on the floor. We said,
you're the pimp of the party on Star of the Show.
Robot number 3.
You take the ability to talk for granted, don't you? Then why shouldn't you? You talk every day of your life and you don't think much about it. But did you realize that millions of people suffer from voice problems? These millions can't take talking for granted. For them, to talk is a struggle.
Do you have a voice like... Do you have a voice like... Do you have a voice like... Mine? Do you have a voice like...
As it is done.
Do you have a voice like... Is Do you have a voice like... Mine? Do you have a voice like... Do you want a voice like mine? Do you want a voice like... Mine? Do you want a voice like... Do you want... Do you want a voice like... With a voice like mine? What would you want a voice like? Do you want a voice? Do you want a voice like... What would you do with a voice like...
Robot number 4.
Human and human, I can do it all. French kiss, smoke a spliff, give a shit about baseball. I come home at night to my robot wife, drink a light beer and watch me a DVD. I look good, you can't even tell, they have me fooled. Implanted memories of puberty and preschool. Girls that broke my heart and dark nights in the summer, just a string of primary numbers. Didn't bother me none before I knew I'm a slave, it's okay, I got things to do. But then I'm sitting there at work when my email blinks and it's from the big boss, but it wasn't for me. It's just another memo about our robot line. See attached schematics detailing a robot mind, and I find that when I look close, all I see is a blueprint to manufacture me. I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot. But some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know. I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot. But some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know. A little bit hurt. How many people at work know what I just found out? Round about noon, my boss calls. Wants to see me in his office, but I stall for as long as I can. But the man comes down on my floor before I throw a tantrum. I can't run, so I sit there with his hand on my shoulder saying,
"Listen, Pete, you've been a real soldier."
Said he was sorry that I saw that email, and he was hoping that I wouldn't quit the firm. He told me that I was a joy to work with, and Brown knows me so hard I started to squirm. Concerned looks on the faces of the people I work with, and lots of small talk with the robot issue skirted. Made me nervous, so I rolled up and I asked my boss if I could have the afternoon off. I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot. But some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know. I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot. But some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know.
Keep cats guessing and wondering what's next.
Lucky for me, it was a Friday, so I stayed away from the office for the whole stinking weekend. My dark mood deepened into a dull depression, leaving me with even more damn questions. Like, what the hell do I tell my robot kids? And how long does a healthy robot live? And how did I make it through the airport x-ray? Or was that one of those fake memories? It ain't easy knowing the truth, I'm blowing a fuse. My soul feels funny like there's a hole in my shoe. I need a moment or two, let me go over the clues. I drank a case of Bud Light, it's still sober and new. I got a few things to do and even more to put in order. Walking through the kitchen tripping, there's my wife and baby daughter. And they can see by the look on my face. So I sit them down and tell them I've got something to say. Honey?
Yeah?
Snookums?
What?
You're not gonna like this.
What did you do this time?
I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot. But some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know. I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot. But some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know. I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot. But some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know. I'm a robot, programmed not to know that I'm a robot. But some dumb fuck emailed me the computer code that makes up my soul. Now I'm running around trying to forget what I know.
That's the biggest thing I want to impress upon you. We want you here, we need you here. So just take some time off, take the day off, take the week off, and just sleep on it and think about it, and come back fresh on Monday. And I know your answer will be, I want to stay. I'm happy here. And that's what we want. We want you to be happy, and we're going to work towards that goal together, mutually. It's a mutual understanding.
Voicemail. Pagers. These are the things that robots carry. They get their hair done. Eyes made up. Different effects through their body. Sometimes too many to even know. The life of a robot. Yo, don't waste my time on the phone, girl, I'm going to bed. That movie restaurant, you need cash, that game is dead. I pull your wig off, you step back, you have a tantrum. I hold your rent money, contacts, I hold for ransom. Cut off your phone bill, Mercedes wreck in the mobile. That's on the real deal, your credit's off, how you feel? Give me my mink back, now think back, you sing on 4-track. Your mother's calling for wig checks, she sounding whack. I bought your first food, high class, you was rude. House with no heat on, with slippers on, you walking nude. Back with your girlfriends, I cancel banks, stop your shopping. You work with knee pads, you move stiff on Soul Train popping. Your head keep bopping, you face out, we're perpetrating. I put you out, we can intercept the gas station. Let's do this now, not impressed, I'ma show you how. I'm seeing robots passing by every day. I'm seeing robots.
La 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 la.
I'm seeing robots passing by every day. I'm seeing robots.
La 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 la.
I'm seeing robots passing by every day. You driving Hollywood, long hair, Buick Regal. License in California, ID's phony, not illegal. Living with roommates, you camp out with paper plates. Broke Panasonic speakers, missing plan, bumping mace. I'm seeing robots passing by every day. I'm seeing robots.
La 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 la.
I'm seeing robots passing by every day. I'm seeing robots.
La 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 la.
I'm seeing robots passing by every day. I'm seeing robots.
La 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 la.
I'm seeing robots passing by every day. I'm seeing robots.
All you model robots with mechanical legs,
robotic
big hips. Implants, little chips in your arm, body movement, metal, metallic, unpure.
Dean Sivan on Interface Pirate Radio. Interface.
Pirate Radio.
We'll be right back. 300,000 volts of electricity. 300,000 volts of electricity. 300,000 volts of electricity.
I said hello.
300,000 volts of electricity. 300,000 volts of electricity. 300,000 volts of electricity.
Give robots your love. I said hello. Give robots your love. I said hello. Give robots your love.
We'll be right back.
Robot number 5.
Beep, 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 pop, boop.
Robot number
20.
Robot number 21. Robot
number
7.
Robot
number
22.
Clickety clack, clickety clack.
What?
Robot number
23.
Furf.
Robot number 24.
Dee 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 dee.
Robot number
25.
This is a
robot number 26.
I actually am a robot, and I don't feel comfortable giving out our secrets.